Are We Protecting Grandma?
By Pam Long.
During the pandemic, public health weaponized the need to protect grandma with lockdowns. The pseudoscience recommendations for lockdowns, quarantines of healthy people, and social distancing, isolation of the young and abandonment of the elderly, created a mental health crisis and devastated the economy. Unelected public health officials operated in medical fascism, violating representational government and constitutional rights, while imposing lockdowns until there was a pharmaceutical cure or vaccine. To date, there has never been a public health campaign on the role of low vitamin D as the primary risk factor in respiratory illness season, which occurs in October through March with lower temperatures and less exposure to sunlight. During the pandemic, the lockdowns played a deliberate role in depriving people of vitamin D, a critical factor for immune system response. Most people now understand that the COVID vaccine was originally marketed as 95% effective and yet does not prevent infection, transmission, nor hospitalization. And yet, the local pharmacy will still offer grandma the COVID vaccine and numerous other vaccines at the same time with no concern about drug interactions. This article will evaluate if grandma needs protected by the following vaccines being offered to her in the grocery store: COVID, pneumonia, shingles, tetanus, which is actually diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, RSV, and influenza. COVID vaccines. I've previously written in 2023 on the lack of safety and efficacy of the COVID vaccine in "Are Vaccines Marketed to Senior Adults Safe and Effective?" Instead of repeating the information and how public health is granted millions of dollars to advertise vaccines which are not safe nor effective, I will highlight the snake oil sales strategies with an anecdotal story. I was recently at the pharmacy and was greeted by a pharmacist wearing a bright blue "Get Your COVID Vaccine" t-shirt and a large red poster advertising the new COVID vaccine. The pharmacist asked, "Did you get your COVID vaccine yet?" And I replied, "Hell no." If you think this is an overaction, then let me provide the COVID vaccine death and disability statistics from OpenVAERS, which reports the COVID vaccine has more adverse reactions than all other vaccines combined in the past 30 years, with 1,635,999 reports of injury and death as of September 6, 2024. Both pharmacists thought my "hell no" response was hilarious, and they both started laughing. I responded stonily with, "Yesterday, the Surgeon General of Florida recommended against the administration of the mRNA COVID vaccine to people of all ages." At this statement, both pharmacists stopped laughing. Consumers should be informed that Florida's Department of Health, FDOH, one of the largest public health departments in the nation, advised doctors to not give mRNA vaccines to anyone at any age. In updated guidance for COVID-19, boosters for the fall and winter 2024-2025 season. Based on the high rate of global immunity and currently available data, the state surgeon general advises against the use of mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. Any provider concerned about the health risks associated with COVID-19 for patients over the age of 65 or with underlying health conditions should prioritize patient access to non-mRNA COVID-19 vaccines and treatment. The FDOH recommendation against use of mRNA COVID vaccines included references for negative efficacy, increased risk of an autoimmune disease, myocarditis, and persistence of mRNA spike protein in the body. This drug risk information is required for informed consent in medical ethics,
but in vaccine sales transactions, the local pharmacist or provider is not required to inform the consumer of risk. The news media, sponsored by pharmaceutical companies who are shielded from liability with vaccines, is also not required to inform consumers of vaccine risks, and therefore the media was silent on Florida becoming the first state to recommend against use of mRNA vaccines. It may take years for other states to come to this conclusion, because the federal grants to promote vaccines subsidize the state public health programs with millions of dollars. Pneumonia, pneumococcal vaccine. Each vaccine has a vaccine information sheet, which is designed to downplay severity of risks and omit frequency of adverse reactions. Immunize.org, a front group for pharma, which supports the CDC vaccine recommendations, provides an example with the pneumonia vaccine adverse reactions described in the following. Redness, swelling, pain, or tenderness where the shot is given, and fever, loss of appetite, fussiness, irritability, feeling tired, headache, muscle aches, joint pain, and chills can happen after pneumococcal conjugate vaccination. Young children may be at increased risk for seizures caused by fever after a pneumococcal conjugate vaccine if it is administered at the same time as inactivated influenza vaccine. Ask your healthcare provider for more information. People sometimes faint after medical procedures, including vaccination. Tell your provider if you feel dizzy or have vision changes or ringing in the ears. As with any medicine, there is a very remote chance of a vaccine causing a severe allergic reaction, other serious injury, or death. However, law firms which have made claims in the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, VICP, report the following severe reactions: severe allergic reaction, anaphylaxis, transverse myelitis, seizures, complex regional pain syndrome, systemic inflammatory response syndrome, SIRS, severe injury in the shoulder or loss of arm movement, serva, Guillain-Barré syndrome, fainting following an injection, syncope, and chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy. Open Fires reports 22,791 of these adverse events from the Prevnar brand of the pneumonia vaccine, which is just one of eight formulations, shingles, risk according to the National Vaccine Information Center. Shingrix is a genetically engineered recombinant adjuvanted vaccine. Reported complications from Shingrix vaccine include swelling, pain, and redness at the injection site, headache, muscle pain, shivering, fatigue, gout, optic ischemic neuropathy, and Guillain-Barré syndrome. Shingrix is reported to be over 90% effective. There is no available test to determine immunity to shingles, and long-term vaccine effectiveness is unknown. Using the MedAlert search engine, as of August 30, 2024, there have been 125,583 reports of shingles vaccine reactions, hospitalizations, injuries, and deaths following shingles vaccinations made to the Federal Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, VARS, including 504 related deaths, 5,372 hospitalizations, and 2,904 related disabilities. Mass use of chickenpox vaccine by children in the U.S. since 1995 has limited natural boosting of varicella-zoster immunity in the adult population, and there has been a significant increase in cases of herpes zoster among adults. Tetanus vaccine, diphtheria, tetanus, a cellular pertussis vaccine. Risks according to the Physicians for Informed Consent, DTAP, vaccine risk statement. A serious potential side effect is seizure, which may occur in about 1 in 6 or 83. people vaccinated with DTP. Severe adverse events have been observed following DTP vaccination, including neurological disorders, e.g. encephalitis, infantile spasms, ataxia, autism, transverse myelitis, optic neuritis, multiple sclerosis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, and Bell's palsy, autoimmune diseases, urology, chronic urticaria, serum sickness and arthropathy, myocarditis, and sudden infant death syndrome. The DTaP vaccine contains 330 SRNTG to 625 mcg of aluminum. It has not been proven that the DTaP vaccine is safer than diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. A review of DTaP vaccine safety studies conducted by the IOM found that the evidence was inadequate to rule out the possibility that DTaP vaccination leads to more than 24 neurological and autoimmune disorders. RSV vaccine risks, according to National Vaccine Information Center. Guillain-Barré syndrome, GBS, a rare but serious neurological disorder that causes inflammation of the peripheral nerves with complications that include temporary or chronic paralysis, including full-body paralysis, have been reported. Additional causes of deaths were reported as cardiovascular events, RSV infection, sepsis, hepatic encephalopathy, and severe respiratory illness and failure. Preterm births and high blood pressure, including preeclampsia, have been reported among women who received RSV vaccine during pregnancy. Influenza vaccine. I have previously written about the influenza vaccine as failure of a product. In 2023, I wrote, a Cochrane research review of the influenza vaccine for people over age 65 found that with low certainty that it might reduce influenza symptoms by 3.6%, with underpowered evidence and very low certainty to support protective effects against pneumonia and mortality, and no evidence to support prevention of hospitalizations. Physicians for Informed Consent cite a CDC study which reported negative efficacy. 65% increased risk of non-flu acute respiratory illness within 14 days of receiving the flu vaccine. Conclusion: consumers need to stop viewing vaccines as a protection or a benefit and need to start viewing vaccines as a liability-free product in a billion-dollar industry with coercive sales tactics implemented through public health, media, and providers. Safe and effective is a vaccine marketing mantra, not informed consent on the frequency and severity of adverse reactions. Consider both the risk of the disease and risk of the vaccine. Many vaccines include harmful levels of aluminum adjuvants, which have a cumulative neurotoxic effect. Beyond basic research of efficacy and risks, consumers should consider: 1. Has the vaccine industry and public health earned my trust? And 2. Do I really need several vaccines every year to maintain health in the first world with proper nutrition, sanitation, and access to medications when needed? Please ensure grandma is informed before her next trip to the grocery store, where advertisements for free STD vaccines are heard on the PA system. Maybe grandma does not need every vaccine,